Let us begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's goal is simple: to experience the ordinary holiness of prayerful peace, to walk slowly in silence with others, and to reflect on Archbishop Joseph McNeil as he too walked in prayer. Today's prayerful walk invites us to slow down, to notice the trees, the bushes, the leaves, the birds, and the sky, as well as the resistance within us of how we can fall short of everyday peace. Walking meditation is a practice for living and breathing in the Holy Spirit, a meditation we can do at any time. Stop. Breathe. Close your eyes. Listen. Listen to the sounds around you. Listen to your own breathing and heartbeat. Do not change it, just listen to it. As you inhale, breathe in all the love and light God has for you. As you exhale, feel all your distractions leave, your aches and pains, your worries, any distractions at all. Try and feel your heart beating, the heart God has created for you. As you walk, be fully aware of your feet, the ground, and the connection between them. This is your conscious breathing. Open your eyes, begin walking, wherever you are called to walk. And if you are unable to walk for long distances, sit quietly and prepare to spend some time with God. You will have 25 minutes for this exercise, and once you are finished, you will be invited to return to the lodge. Begin walking. Become aware of everything around you and your place within this space at this moment in time. Walk slowly, in a relaxed way. Keep a light smile on your lips. When we meditate in this way, we feel deeply at ease, and our steps are those of the most secure person on earth. All our sorrows and anxieties drop away, and peace and joy fill our hearts. Anyone can do it. It only takes a little time, a little mindfulness, and a wish to be happy. Breathe. Walk. Find a place that calls you and stop. Now, close your eyes and picture right in front of you a large door standing alone. Go to the door, push it open, and walk through. You find yourself in a beautiful garden. Take a moment to look around. Feel the grass beneath your feet. Smell the leaves, the air. Listen to the birds. In the distance, you see a stream winding through the garden. There is a shade tree next to the stream and a bench beneath the tree. Jesus is there waiting for you. He smiles and calls you by name. Go to him. Jesus takes you into his arms with a warm hug. "I'm so glad you came," he says. "Come, let us walk together for a while." You begin to walk with Jesus at your side. Think about what Jesus is like. Jesus takes you by the hand and says, "I have been with you always, through times of joy and times of sadness." Then Jesus shows you moments in your life, beginning when you were very young. He shows you how he was there sharing each moment with you. What does Jesus show you? How do you feel? Then Jesus says, "At your baptism, you became a child of God the Father, and a member of the body of Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, I will be with you forever, during the good times and the difficult times. Jesus points out a stream and invites you to go into the water to renew yourself as you call to mind your baptism. Together you go hand in hand. To your surprise, the water is warm and life-giving. With great joy, Jesus gently dips you into the water. Think about what it feels like. As you stand in the stream with Jesus, you hear invisible voices cheering and clapping. Jesus laughs and says, "You hear our family, the church, greeting you." They are the family and friends you meet every day, and all those in heaven and around the world who pray for you each day. The sound fades, and you and Jesus continue to walk. As you walk, you become completely dry, and your heart is filled with God's peace. As you walk with Jesus, you realize you can talk to him about anything. What do you tell Jesus? How does he respond? Open your eyes and begin walking again. Now, think about and recall the poem Footprints in the Sand. As you walk, reflect on the meaning of those words and how they can provide you peace and comfort. One night, I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After, as the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me. So I asked the Lord about it. "Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me." He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever, during your trials and tribulations. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." As you continue to walk, you look to the sky and are filled with awe and wonder. You ponder your own place in this vast and complex universe. You promise to open your heart to God, who knows of what wonders you may be part of. All your sorrows and anxieties drop away, and peace and joy fill your heart. People say that walking on water is a miracle. Walking peacefully on this earth is a real miracle. Each step is a miracle. Taking steps on our beautiful planet can bring real happiness. As you walk, reflect quietly on the passage from Scripture when Jesus walks on the water. "And immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, 'It is a ghost.' And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Our meditation is coming to an end. Begin to move back to the lodge, remembering God's love for you. When we practice walking meditation, we arrive in each moment. Our true home is the present moment. When we enter the present moment deeply, our regrets and sorrows disappear, and we discover life with all its wonders. Breathing in, we say to ourselves, "I have arrived." And breathing out, we say, "I am home." When we overcome sadness and dwell peacefully in the present moment, we can truly allow our light to radiate to all those around us. Anyone who cares about humanity and the earth, who works for peace and justice, who resists injustice and war, needs special care to practice the art of peace. Walking in mindful peace is like prayer, like communion. As far as heaven is concerned, it is a foretaste of the heavenly life to come. Radiate peace, and let your peaceful light shine in a world that is so desperate for it. Now, as you enter the door of the lodge, light a candle at the center of beauty and make a peaceful, light-filled, silent intention. Like your ancestors before you, walk always in the light of Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.